Jeremiah 2:13 lays out two charges against God's people, that they have forsaken the living water and dug cisterns for themselves. In other words, instead of coming to Him for the source, they're digging out cisterns or large man-made reservoirs of their own. And when I think about source, I think about prayer. Prayer is the source of communion with God. As believers, we are in relationship with Jesus. And you cannot have a relationship with someone you either never talk to or always talk at. Prayer is about talking with God. I was in an 18 to 25 group and leading this precious group of young women. And we were talking about what it means to kind of walk in the Spirit and what does it mean to live walking in the Spirit. And after class, one of the young ladies, she came up to me, and I'll never forget the look in her eyes and just the tears that were there as she asked me just an unbelievably brave question. She said, "How do I pray? And how do I know if I'm actually hearing the Holy Spirit?" And I thought to myself, there are probably so many people who have that very question that are, whether it's intimidation or just afraid to voice that question. So I was so incredibly proud of her that she did so. And so I wanted to just have a really, really practical conversation about prayer. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have two voices. Now, Romans 10:9 tells us that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It is in that moment when we give our lives to the Lord and we put our lives under his authority that he sends his Spirit to take up residence inside of us. And it's at that moment that we have the Holy Spirit. Now, let's just be practical. Does his voice sound different? Is it different in tone? Am I going to notice a big booming voice? No, you're not. It's going to be in the same tone. So if we think about it as two voices, Holy Spirit and your human spirit, they have the same tone. So now how do you know which one is the Holy Spirit? Well, my dad taught me this as a young girl. He was just Mensa smart, absolutely brilliant, and yet just as country could be. And he would tell us growing up, "Amy, don't overcomplicate it. Listen to the voice that is smarter than you. Listen to the voice inside of you that encourages you, that loves you, that draws you closer to Jesus. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit. And then train your ear to hear that voice above any other voice." Now, how do we know? We have a little checks and balances here. So how do we know that that is the Holy Spirit speaking? Well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go to God's Word because He's never going to tell you anything that is not in perfect alignment with His Word. His Word is truth, and it is the authority in which that we live our lives. So that's why it's important that we're in God's Word, that we're reading it, that we're understanding it, that we're studying it. Because as we hear the Holy Spirit in prayer, we're always going to want to go back to God's Word to make sure what we're hearing is in perfect alignment. The voice inside of you that's the Holy Spirit, that's a voice that convicts you with love and draws you closer to Him. There is a voice of guilt and shame that can come from your human voice or even a worldly voice, but that's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit always, when He convicts, He draws us closer. It's such a loving conviction that just brings us into closer relationship with Him. And then, of course, the last way that you can check to see is always seek wise counsel. The Word of God tells us, find somebody in your life that you know has a relationship with the Lord. And it's always a good idea to seek wise counsel when you have questions. So if we have two voices, we have the Holy Spirit and we have our human spirit, we're going to talk about a third voice, and that's kind of like the outside-in voice. That's the voice of the world. I know growing up, we used to sing the song, "Oh, Be Careful, Little Eyes, What You Hear." or be careful little eyes what you see and be careful little ears what you hear. And we kind of laugh at that song, but honestly, that's about what we're feeding ourselves. That's what we're bringing from the outside in, whether it's through social media, whether through its music, and it creates messages inside of us that we need to recognize. Sometimes it can create messages of dissatisfaction to think that I'm not enough, or I don't have enough, or I don't wear the right clothes or drive the right car. So here's the challenge in all of this. Our human spirit will sometimes agree with the world's voice, that voice coming in from the outside, or it will agree with the Holy Spirit. And so what we want it to do is to agree with the Holy Spirit, to be in God's Word, to start with Scripture. That's one of the best places to start. God loves to explain His Word. So ask Him questions. Talk to Him about it. And know that every single one of us has a unique relationship with the Lord. I was working with a woman one time, and I was trying to help her reconnect with the Holy Spirit. She had not heard Him for quite some time. And so I was giving her some kind of exercises to do in prayer and in her quiet time. And she would come back, and I would ask her, well, did you hear from Him? And she would say no, but then she would pull out her phone and she would show me, like, you're never gonna believe this bug that was crawling across my porch. And so we kind of started talking. I'm like, oh, so you do your quiet time outside? And she's like, oh yes, I love to be out in nature. And I'm like, okay, well, I said, well, try this week. And I gave her another kind of activity. And so she came back the following week, and I said, well, how did it go? Like, did you hear from the Holy Spirit? And she said, no, but you're not gonna believe this bug. And she pulled out her phone again and she showed me the picture of another bug. And suddenly it just kind of dawned on me in that moment that I was like, oh my goodness, you delight in God's creation. And she kind of looked at me strangely and she was like, well, yeah, I like to be out in nature. I said, no. You delight in the creepy crawly things that the rest of us would step on. And she kind of started laughing and she's like, well, I guess I've always liked science and I've liked bugs. And I said, no, I think He's talking to you. He's bringing you bugs because He delights in His creation and He knows that you delight in the creepy crawly things that the rest of us would honestly step on and move on, right? And so I said, next time, ask Him about the bug. Talk to Him about His creation. And I'll never forget her coming back the next week with kind of a look in her eyes like, Amy, you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, yeah, I think I am. He wants a relationship with each one of us and a relationship that is unique to each one of us. So when you think of the living water, think about that source. Go to Him. As I told my young 18 to 25 girls group, one of the most important things you can do is make a commitment to develop your prayer life. Make that commitment every single year. I try to do something every year to grow my prayer life. It's a lifelong endeavor, but it's one that you will absolutely love.